Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Overview of Data Visualization Tools, Tableau and Power BI. This lesson is part of Module 3, Applied Tools, AI Technologies and Platforms in the AI Upskilling for Tech Professionals in AEC course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential concepts of data visualization and the practical steps to create visualizations using Tableau and Power BI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create basic visualizations in both tools, enhancing your ability to represent and analyze data effectively. Main content. Introduction to data visualization concepts. Data visualization is a powerful tool that transforms complex data sets into visual formats, making it easier for professionals to interpret and communicate insights. In the architecture, engineering, and construction AEC sectors, effective data visualization can drive informed decision-making, improve project tracking, and enhance client presentations. Visualizations can take many forms, including charts, graphs, maps, and dashboards. The goal is to present data in a way that highlights trends, patterns, and outliers. Effective visualizations help stakeholders quickly grasp key information, enabling them to make better decisions based on real-time data. Key principles of effective data visualization include clarity, simplicity, and relevance. Visualizations should be straightforward, avoiding unnecessary complexity. This ensures that the audience can easily understand the message being conveyed without getting lost in intricate details. Additionally, it is essential to consider the audience when designing visualizations, tailoring the complexity and type of visual representation to the knowledge level of the audience will enhance comprehension and engagement. For example, a project manager may require different insights compared to a client, so customizing the visualizations accordingly can lead to more effective communication. Creating visualizations in Tableau. Tableau is a leading data visualization tool known for its user-friendly interface and powerful analytical capabilities. To get started with Tableau, you first need to connect to your data source. Tableau supports a variety of data formats, including Excel spreadsheets, SQL databases, and cloud data. Connecting to data, open Tableau and select your data source. Once connected, Tableau will display your data in a structured format, allowing you to explore different fields, creating a basic visualization. To create a simple visualization, drag and drop fields from your data pane onto the rows and columns shelves. For example, if you are analyzing project costs, you might place project name on the rows and cost on the columns. Tableau will automatically generate a bar chart displaying costs for each project. Customizing your visualization. You can enhance your visualization by adding filters, colors, and labels. For instance, you can filter by project type to focus on specific categories or use color coding to represent different cost ranges. This customization makes your visualization more informative and visually appealing. Utilizing dashboards. Tableau also allows you to create dashboards, which are collections of multiple visualizations combined on a single screen. This feature enables users to present a comprehensive view of data, connecting various insights and facilitating decision-making, saving and sharing. Once you're satisfied with your visualization, you can save it as a Tableau workbook or publish it to Tableau Online for sharing with colleagues and clients. This collaborative feature is especially useful in the AEC industry, where teams often work together on projects. Creating visualizations in Power BI. Power BI is another robust tool for data visualization, providing features that cater to both beginners and advanced users. It integrates seamlessly with various data sources, enabling users to create dynamic reports and dashboards. Connecting to data. Start Power BI Desktop and click on Get Data to connect to your data source. You can pull data from Excel files, cloud services, or even databases. Building your report. In Power BI, the report canvas is where you can create your visualizations. Similar to Tableau, you can drag fields onto the canvas to create visuals like line charts, pie charts, or tables. For example, you can create a line chart to analyze project progress over time by dragging date to the x-axis and progress percentage to the y-axis. Enhancing visualizations. Power BI allows for extensive customization. You can add slicers to filter data, use themes to standardize colors, and include tooltips for additional context. For instance, hovering over a data point in a chart can reveal detailed project metrics, enhancing the audience's understanding. Utilizing natural language queries. One of the unique features of Power BI is the ability to use natural language queries. This allows users to type questions in plain language, such as "What is the total cost of projects this year?" and receive visualizations as answers. This feature lowers the barrier for non-technical users, making data analysis more accessible. Sharing insights. After creating your visualizations, you can publish your report to the Power BI service, where it can be shared with stakeholders. This feature is particularly valuable for AEC professionals who need to communicate project status and insights effectively. Conclusion. In this lesson, you learned about the importance of data visualization and how to create basic visualizations using Tableau and Power BI. By mastering these tools, you enhance your ability to analyze and present data in a visually compelling way, which is crucial in the fast-paced AEC industry. You can now leverage these skills to improve decision-making and communication among your teams and clients. Reflection questions. How can you apply data visualization techniques to improve project presentations in your work? In what ways might you use Tableau or Power BI to track project performance metrics? Reflect on a recent project. How could effective visualizations have changed the outcome or understanding of that project? Word count: 1099.